Bible tonight. Turn to Proverbs chapter 29. I'm going to attempt to go this way. I'll tell you tonight, your family, Wednesday night is what I call serious, the serious people. You worked all week. You worked today. Many of you could have took some time at home with the kids or took a time or done something. But you chose to come to the house of God. You're serious people. So you're family. Amen. And I often say this, it wouldn't surprise me if Jesus didn't come back on Wednesday night. Amen. I believe he's taking roll tonight. But I'm going to tell you, now, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. And I'm going to tell you. I don't usually tell you this, but with such a serious time, I want to set you up because I want to make sure you understand what's going on. The Lord has blessed me and Penny to be able to go to Israel with a trip, all expense paid, private tour, so we won't be running around with a bunch of people. We choose a lot of where we go. It's the time of the Feast of the Tabernacles. It's just God set it up in this season. It just happened to be the times of awe. So we'll be leaving next week. We'll be here this Sunday. Next Wednesday, Brother Jeff and his people will have it. Till the 9th of October, I'll be back on the 10th. 10, 10, 10. Now, I wouldn't miss that because I'm going to be coming right back from the Holy Land right into 10, 10, 10. I can tell you, I'm going to be on the stars then. No telling what will happen. But what I'm saying, I'm going to set you up. My dad used to say this, when the cat's away, the mouth play. I'm away, I don't want no playing here. I want you to go on with the work of God. I want you to go on. It ain't about me. If it's about me, when I get back, it'll all be dead. But these guys taking over, they're going on. The praise team is going on. So I want you to be here. Don't you be out just because Pastor Mike. I'm not out. I'm in the spirit where I'm at. So I want you to set you up. Don't you take no time off because I'm off. We need to keep on moving forward. Amen. 10, 10, 10. Say 10, 10, 10. 10, 10. Somebody say, well, Pastor, why are you doing that? Because you would. If you had a trip given to you, you'd go too. Amen. Amen. Not a one of you say, oh, no, I've got to stay. No, it's a setup. But we have capable men and women and preachers and ushers. Thank God the church has finally got to the place I don't have to be here. And as I grow older, you will see less of me. Amen. So be here. Don't take the time off. Just want you to know that. You're family. Now, I'm not even going to mention it on Sunday. You're family. You got the word. It'll get out, but you're family. All right?
Amen.
All right. You found this place. Hold it for a minute. It take me a minute to get building up to where I want to go. I won't be able to finish this teaching. So you'll get it a couple of weeks from now, but you'll be happy because this is where we're at. I titled this message or this series, Uncharted Waters. Uncharted Waters. My desire in this teaching is to make this thing so plain where we're at that nobody will miss this season.
Amen.
I tell you by the Spirit of the Lord that we're entering into uncharted waters. In other words, we're entering into places that we as a body has never been.
Amen.
Now, I know there's some people here who say, Pastor, I've been there. You don't know where I've been. I don't, but I know what the Spirit of God is saying. God is saying He's got something even better from where you've been. So wherever we go, it'll be beyond where you've been. Because it's uncharted waters. We've never been in this place before. Habakkuk 1:5 says, "Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you." We are entering into an unbelievable season. If it had been told you, you wouldn't be able to believe it. See, God's got some tricks, man. He's got some places that He's held back for thousands of years. Until He gets a certain people in a certain place who will lay down all that religious thinking, all the bickering and the fighting, and walk in love with one another. He's going to raise up Himself in that season, and He's going to speak very loud to His people. And we're in that season.
Thank you, Lord.
Can't you tell? I mean, can't you tell? We can't even have a normal service. The praise and worship is so heavy. It's, I mean, they're singing old songs tonight. Oh, I mean, it ain't about the song. It's about the season, the weight. I mean, it's the Lord's in the house. And we need to have a focus on what He's doing. And it's all about what He's doing. Say, He's doing.
He's doing.
We've had our time. All of us. We've been on a trip, man. We have, many of us have been serving the Lord a long time. We've got pastors that people have pastored in here before. They've had their own churches. We've got people who have been elders in churches. We have people who have been strong workers in churches. We've got people who know God and know His Word and been faithful at the task. And He's gathered together a team of people that I know He's going to do great work in.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." The Message Bible says, if people can't see what God is doing, that's what a vision is, seeing what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what He reveals, they are most blessed. The New Living Translation says, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whosoever obeys the law is joyful. If you want to have a happy life, just obey the law.
Yes.
Spiritual law and natural law. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
When people are a people attend to God's desires, great things happen.
Amen.
Now, I know that's just a little statement, but it's so rich. When people gather together for the purpose of attending to God's desires, great things will happen.
Hallelujah.
Let me say it again. When a group of people, a team of people, people from all walks of life gather together as they are here for the purpose to attend to God's desires, God does great things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's why it says where there is no vision, where people are not gathering together to do what God's intentions are, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. A vision is a picture that God has of doing something in a people at a particular time. A vision is a picture that God has. Say, picture that God has.
The picture that God has.
Of doing something in a people at a particular time. God says, I have a vision. I have something I want to do in the earth with a peculiar, separated people who will attend to my desires.
Amen.
That's a vision.
Yes.
When God finds a people or a group of people who will see a picture, see His picture, and yield to His desires and put His desires in the earth, that's a God called vision.
Yes.
And when we have a vision, we are happy people.
Yes.
You want to find an unhappy church? Find a church that's not attending to God's desires.
Amen.
But if you want a happy church, a church that's happy, a church that's full of the Spirit, a church like this that's going on, things are going on, you find a church that's ready to do God's desires. Not yours, not mine. A vision, and that's what we're talking about, because we're walking into places that only God has seen. Jesus is the author and finisher of our life. He's seen the beginning and the end. And He knows what is before us, and we don't. And so we want a vision of God. Because it's a vision of God, God knows where to go.
Yes.
Now you hear me say this often. I don't know what the vision is. Mm-hmm. And people get all upset. Religious folk, that's the first thing they want to know when they go into church. And I'm not mentioning no names. And it's not because you might be religious. You have a desire to know where we're going. But I'm telling you, it's a time now in this season that we are in uncharted waters. And so we're actually letting what the little thing on the back of the car says, we're letting Him drive the boat.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Some people say He's a co-pilot. He don't do co-pilot. If He's not driving, He's not in the boat. So I've come to a realization that this thing's bigger than me, bigger than you, bigger than what I've ever seen. Don't know where I'm going. So why do I want to drive the boat? I just decided to slack up, slack off. And we get to church. Don't have an agenda. Don't have the preaching itch. Just let the Lord move. If we don't have a preaching for a year, just let Him move. Let the presence of God fill the house. Let Him do His work. He knew better than we can because it's His vision.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. A vision is like a jigsaw puzzle. How many of you remember putting jigsaw puzzles together? God's vision is. You get a jigsaw puzzle, you get the box. On the front of the box is a beautiful picture. Got rivers, flowers, trees, cats, dogs. Some of them have horses drinking out of rivers, fountains. Beautiful picture on the box.
Amen.
But when you open it up, it ain't so beautiful. There's a lot of big pieces and little pieces in that box. Amen?
Amen.
Can I hear amen?
Amen.
They don't like, they fit in some cases. I've always learned to do the outside first. Anybody ever learn that? But some people just jump in there and start with one piece. They're good for you. They make you think. They make you see. They make you, really, it's a good training in vision because you see the picture and you try to put it together. But in that box, in the natural eye, in that box is a bunch of confusion. Amen. But here's the thing. Get this now. What is on the box is also in the box. Why would we be confused? What's on the box is in the box. And when you put whatever's in the box all together, you get what's on the box.
That's right.
But we get frustrated. Is that what vision is? God knows what's on the front of the box. God knows what's in the box.
Yeah.
And when God puts it together, what's in the box, it always comes out without a missing part.
Amen.
Into a beautiful, beautiful thing that God desires to do on the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
Now what happens in most cases, we're humans. Somewhere down the line, we get the picture and we get the pieces and we lose his peace.
That's right.
And the vision is never complete. But say, that's a good thing. Because if some of you had got your vision put all together, you wouldn't be here tonight. Sometimes it's a blessing when it don't work. Right, guys?
Amen.
You know when to get out of Dodge.
Yep.
I wouldn't be here if it worked at my daddy's. If we could have put all those pieces together, and Lord, did we try?
Yes, we did.
Did we try? Great frustration. Tears, sweat, money, time, effort. Trying to get what was in the box to look like what was on the box. But all the pieces were never there. Never could get them to work. Now I put puzzles together. I have in my life. There was one piece missing. I cut one out of a piece of cardboard. I couldn't stand that hole in there. Just paint it blue. Paint it yellow. Just put something in there. That's what a lot of us did in our vision. We just put something in that place. It was almost right. Well, what's that hope? I mean, what's that? I don't know. That's the way it came. But see, a God called vision, a God birth vision, He brings all kind of pieces together. And I'm so happy to say I know that's what He's doing. I know that. He's putting a team of people together. He's putting a light passion. Don't you... Your family now. If you ain't feeling this, what everybody else is feeling, most of the majority, it don't take everybody, but when it is everybody or most everybody, woo, wow. But most people sitting around here, I can look at you, you have excitement for the first time in your life in a long time. Something's perking. Something's growing. Something's getting bigger inside of you. Something, we get to that hush. We get to that. Something is bigger than you inside of you now. And I want you to know I don't have any fears about messing up this time. I don't have any fights to fight. I don't. So I fought so many years in those early times of my life. Whew. I didn't have to fight devil. I fought religion. And that's worse than the devil. Visions that people had expectations of their own dreams. And nothing wrong with that. I'm going to show you how you put it all together. And that's when God shows out. Shows up and shows out. When we focus on a group of people... When God gets into a group of people who are attentive to His desires in a local body, wow. It's a sweatless victory. Sweatless. The only reason these guys are sweating on that stage is they're hot. I look at them, they're on for the ride, man. They don't know what to do. I got the pressure on these big dogs getting up at them. You better not get up if you don't know what to do. And so they I know they in a corner. God. Shaka bola, help me, Lord. I know what they're doing. I feel it before I get up. Oh my God. You don't see me say, hurry up. I put my book down tonight. I put it down. I had it in my hand. I just laid it down. God, go on. If you want to go on, fine with me. Because He's doing something. See, when God shows up, you don't have to kind of guess at nothing. You don't have to fret and wonder, was that God? Oh. When God speaks, you will know. God brings all kinds of people. All kinds. From all directions. All creeds. See, we're fortunate. We have white, black, Hispanic, mixed Italian, and who knows? And Germans. We got some mixed Germans in here. Cherokee Indians mixed.
Yeah.
We have all kinds.
Amen.
Who love one. I hope you. I believe you love one another.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yes.
See, God does this so He can put together what He sees on the box. Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. Everything that God does, everything that God creates is made from things which cannot be seen. He's the only one that sees it. A God-birthed vision is a vision that only He sees. Because He's putting the picture together. And anything He ever does, the worlds were framed by the Word of God. They were framed from things which were not seen. And so when God begins to do things in churches and groups of people, the biggest hindrance in all that God's trying to do is that we're trying to see it. And we will never see God's vision. He creates from things which that cannot be seen. If it's your vision, you put all the pieces together you want. And that's what we did. And that's what hurt us. That's what. And like I said, it's a good thing. I'm looking at my life now. Finally, in my lifetime, after much pain and hurt and suffering and calling out to God to get some things out of me that I had in me. None of you, I know, never had anything in you that you had to call on God to get out of you. Over situations that didn't work in the past. I finally got to a place and said, thank you, Lord. I thank Him for. When I got burned, I used to go around, if God, you want to burn me again, burn me. It's the best thing ever happened to me in my life. Until I understood, I better watch my mouth.
Right. Yes.
This is true. I got up one time. I got up before I got burnt. Said this in the service. Whatever God wants to do, this was after I got burnt. I got so religious in ways. After I got burned, I just sold out to God, sold everything I had, went fanatical, crazy. I said, I want a deeper walk with God. I said, God, whatever you want to do now, whatever you want to do, just do it. Just I want to be closer because that's the way I've been taught. Adversity brings you closer to God. Pain makes you gain.
Yes.
No sweat, no good.
Yep.
I raised that way. If you didn't toil and work at it, you didn't get it.
Yes.
If you didn't feel like you toiled and work at it, you didn't get it. It's all about work, 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 work. You never worked enough. If you had work day at the church, they call the next week work day. Next week work day. You work all the time.
Yep.
Ain't you glad we don't have work day at the church? Amen?
Yes.
Every once in a while we do. Amen? But I finally got to the time in my life now that I say hallelujah for that. Hallelujah for that Saturday my daddy brought me in the house and told me he wanted me to leave. Pain for years. Never understood it. Till now. That's the only way I would have left Dodge. I'd still be toiling there. Me and Jeff, as old as we are, be cutting the grass and painting that old building. We went by the other day and it's about rotted down. What upkeep it would take. But we got here because that didn't work. And I'm so happy it didn't. Can anybody rejoice with me that it didn't work? That it didn't work? That it didn't work? Some of you got some stories like that. You said if it worked over there, you look back over there, man, you're glad it didn't work.
Amen.
See, a God called vision is to be lived by faith all the way through it.
Yes.
And what makes visions frustrating to us Because we want to get a book that says how to complete the vision. Like we do everything else. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We get step 5. Then we look around and say, it ain't worked yet. Then we get another book. Reprint. Nothing wrong with books. But God stays ahead of you. Always remember, God's a step ahead of everything.
That's right.
That's why you got to live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight.
That's right.
But anything God ever creates is unseen to us.
Yes. Hey,
but it's seen in Him.
Amen.
And that's why He waits patiently. And He has. For 30 years of my life, He's waited patiently for this moment. I haven't, but He has.
Yes.
Now what makes it so grand? You're part of what God waited on. Because you're part of the puzzle. For the picture that God wants to do in Coweta County in this season.
Amen.
Hey. Some of you come in and you come in with your numbers. Oh, but that don't mean nothing with God. Numbers don't mean. I'm just now getting fired up. I got 20 more years now. I used to have 10. I got to stay. I got a friend, Bishop Fuller. His daddy is 85 years old. He is still pastoring 2 churches.
Hallelujah.
I asked him this week. I talked to Bishop Fuller. I said, "How's your daddy?" "He's doing good." I said, "He's still pastoring? He's still pastoring them 2 churches at 85.
Bless the Lord.
Been pastoring them 55 years.
Wow.
Say wow.
Wow.
So I know I make it 80.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. If we're going to see the greatness of God in this place, we're going to have to trust God in things that we cannot see. And we cannot truly, in many cases, understand.
Amen.
But we know this. We're part of the puzzle.
Amen.
And when God gets through with all of it, it's going to look like what's on the box.
Hallelujah.
What's in the box always looks like what's on the box.
Yes.
So if it's His vision, He's got you right where He needs you. And He's going to place you in that wherever He wills to place you.
Amen.
Mm.
Yes.
Writer of Hebrews chapter 13 says it this way. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will. Listen. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. God is working in you. Pieces of the puzzle. God is working in you. Pieces of the puzzle. Everything that pleases Him. So let me give you a word of advice, as a pastor. Just rest in it.
Amen.
Just enjoy the season.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You gotta trust the one steering the thing, and that's God.
Yes.
You gotta trust those that are in leadership that God's steering them.
Amen.
And rest in it for a season. And then you'll see great things in your life. He's doing whatever is well-pleasing unto Him. Verse 21 of the Message Bible says, listen, He will put you together. Provide you with everything you need to please Him. Make us into what gives Him most pleasure by means of the sacrifice of Jesus. God will put you together. Provide you with everything you need to please Him.
Hallelujah.
How many of you can trust God with that? That's a biggie. that God's going to put everything together in your life. Brad, you've been on a journey, ain't you, man?
Long journey.
You look back on it now, it's like, wow, that happened? Because God replaced all that with joy and peace.
Amen.
And a wonderful family.
Amen.
Putting you together with Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Nobody could put you together.
That's right.
But God started putting you together. And you in a safe place.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what people have a problem with me for. I'm just preaching on me for a moment. Because when Brad got out of jail, I said, Brad, you don't go to no church but the church I pastor. So nobody else would have had Brad at that time of his life. I set him on the front row, right down there, with all the baggage in his life. I set him on the front row. And dared people to say, I want to check my church out, see if we really can love people. Then he got so lonely, I made him to cut out a picture of a woman. Did I not? I said, I'm tired of looking at your sad face. So he put out a picture and brought it, set in of a woman sitting by him in a seat every Sunday. I know visitors thought, what in the world? With a wig on it now, sitting by him. I believe in this faith thing. Get a picture of what you want, man. I don't play with it. I got pictures of the next car I want. I got pictures of everything I want. You need to get pictures of what you want. Put them up in your face. That car right out there, the Beamer I'm driving right there, I put up a picture. It took 4 years to get here. Same identical color, same car. Took 4 years to get it. And when I got it, didn't cost me nothing.
Praise the Lord.
And have it 30,000 miles on it. But it took me 4 years to keep looking at that picture. Jeff used to have them hanging everywhere. We better get them out again, brother.
Right.
Don't hide them pictures. Make the devil tremble with them pictures.
That's right.
Make religious people say, what you believing for that, my Lord? Yes, I'm believing for that.
Amen.
It works. Did you get a woman?
Absolutely.
You liked to got the wrong one, Ben. He liked to got the wrong one. I come in one Sunday, he done took that thing down. And had a woman sitting back 5 rows behind him. She wasn't sitting on the front row. She's scared. He took it down. But he had a woman, same color hair, sitting 5 rows back. Scared the hound out of her, the church did. Scared the hound out of her, didn't it? He's a good looking thing, but she wasn't the right one because she wasn't sitting in that place. He'd been saving. Here goes little old, what you want to call him? Weak little Brad, he moves off the front row to the fifth row.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But God is good to Brad. And
Richard.
Thank God he opened his eyes up to her, got rid of her. Then here comes Bonnie.
Hallelujah.
Sets on the front row.
Amen.
He had a vision, a plan for your life. And he does everybody's. But during those seasons, we do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But God's going to have His way.
Amen.
And we're in that season where God's going to have His way. I'm telling you, the best advice for your life is just let God have His way.
Amen.
Let Him have His way.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yes, it is.
It's good. Say it's good.
It's good.
Good. Now, here we'll get the heavy stuff. I got plenty of time. I'm going slow, but I want you to get it. I'm family night tonight. I ain't spitting tonight. Now, here's what the problem is. But I'm going to tell you right now, I believe you're cold. Can you turn? Where's my man? Everybody else cold? It's a little chilly. It's cool. My man back there, you know how to turn up? Turn the platform up, then turn this up. Hallelujah. I want you to want you to get cold. Listen. Now you heard me say that God patiently waits till he gathers a group of people together that will do his will or his desire in the earth. Then he puts into these people, and I'm going to get to it, a vision. Now here's what most people cannot handle. With every vision, there is one visionary. See, I'm going to say some stuff tonight I couldn't say years and years ago. I had no strength to say them. But I got strength now.
Amen.
And they ask these boys, I'm subject to say anything. They laugh at me all the time. I can't believe you said that. Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Every vision, with every vision, there is one visionary. Amen. The vision isn't for the people. The vision is for God. But the people benefit. Now here's where lockdown. Let's do a lockdown. Grab your seat. I'm going to just read it. A God-given vision works this way. God waits patiently until he can raise up a visionary. That he can show what he wants done in the earth. And God says to that visionary, give me your life and I will give you what you want. But I want your life to carry out the vision. Now, I'm going to talk about me for a minute. I've been here 14 years, February. 15, February. 15 years plucking away. When only one, maybe four people here that's been here the whole 15 years. Plugging away through much toil. Living in on the way 22, 23, driving cars that some of you, I look at you and I say, you're on your way to your wealthy place. You ain't got there, but you're on the way.
Hallelujah.
Sacrificing, God only knows, Penny could tell you, to complete this vision. I've been faithful to stay to this vision.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now God has gathered all you puzzle pieces together to help me and God accomplish the God called vision for Coweta County.
Amen.
One vision, one visionary, one God, many pieces of puzzle. But God, when he gathers together. Now, I'm telling you, this is a God thing. I wouldn't teach it this way. I want you only to be plain. And I don't like people waiting on me. I personally don't like people talking about me. I personally don't want any of that stuff. I'm not like my daddy. My daddy got off with people praising him. I don't like it. I don't like you talking about money for me. I don't like none of that stuff. I'm not here trying to pump me up. I had to wait all these years for God to send me a group of people. I know it's the right season and the right time to tell you the truth how this thing works.
Amen.
And if we stay true to the vision of God and the vision that God impregnated me with 15 years ago, we're going to see some things we've never seen before.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. Telling you. And you'll benefit from God's vision.
Yeah.
It don't make no difference if you're the little puzzle or the big puzzle. When he puts it together, you're going to look like what's on the box. You understand?
Hallelujah.
And we all benefit when it looks like what's on the box.
Yeah.
Takes every one of us.
Right.
I don't care what you're doing in here, singing in the... I do care. I appreciate it. Whatever you do here, you are developing the picture God has for this location. If you're an usher, just as important as I am. If you're a weenie wag on the Faith in Franks, or cooking, or giving money, God raises up people who support them. You don't accomplish a vision without money. That's part of it. Givers. God raises up givers.
Yeah.
Whatever you do here, if you say hello to somebody, walk in the door, God bless you. I'm praying for you. Can I help you?
That's right. Come on.
You're completing the vision here. When you shake a hand, when you give a smile, you're putting the puzzle together. Because you don't know, people might have been waiting for years just to see that one smile in your face that can change their life completely.
Yes,
you've been around the world, but you ain't never been here.
Amen.
God put you right before people that can handle you, buddy.
Right.
We can handle him.
Yeah.
You just wait. He's a jewel in the covered jewel. He's a real jewel sitting there. God's bringing up right now. All his life he's been searching.
Yes.
He told me he'd never been no place like this. Been around. He's a strong man too, ain't he? He probably... I spent a long time with him the other day, but it's another story too. God help us. Left at 8 o'clock in the morning, me and Brother Stokes did. I thought I was going down there and be back to the land we... have and be back an hour. We got back that night, 10 minutes to 10. I mean, we had some situation. But I didn't hear no cussing out of him. He could have cut. He said, one time there didn't no cussing out of him. Now y'all look at him like y'all never cuss. God's changing and focusing. He never, I know I probably never spent that much time in a truck with a preacher. I bet you. Rodney tells me often, you're the only man that's ever had any kind of effect on my life that can help me.
Amen.
He's another buck. I mean, I'm telling you, you have to be strong with some of these guys. But God sent you here as a piece of the puzzle to bring forth this vision. I'm so excited about what's coming about. Amen.
Thank you.
One visionary. One vision. Hallelujah. I'm skipping through because I'm going to run out of time. Now here it is. Here's the problem. When I say vision and one visionary, many pieces of the puzzle, and one vision. Here's where people can't understand. God gives people to people. I'm going to explain what I just said. God, somebody says, I don't need nobody. It's just me and the Lord. So you'll go get your prayer shawl. You get in your closet. And it's all about you and God. You never reach nobody because it's all about you and God. You never feed nobody because it's all about you and God. What are you about feeding somebody? All you want God to feed you. It's just you and God. I mean, we think that's spiritual. Just me and God. That's so nasty. That's so unbelow God's privilege for God's people. When you say it's about me and God, I want all God I can get. You don't want nobody else. See, that's not a God-given vision. God-given vision is when he gives people to people. God had a vision to save the world. Guess what he did? He gave his only begotten son to the world to get the world. He gave a people to a people. Salvation is vertical. God to man to God. But vision is man to man. Man to man working together to accomplish what God says. It takes people working together. God gives you to me, and guess what? God gives me to you. People to people. I'm not going to give myself to another man. Well, you're not going to be able to complete the vision in this house. I remember the last preacher. I was in that. I can't trust preachers no more. I heard that before. In a way, I hear what you're saying, but that season is over. This is a new season. You know it's a new season. You know you found somebody. If you know that by now, you are in the wrong place. If you don't know that you can trust Pastor Mike with your life. Because I have laid down my life, all my life, for people. But I've never had a group of people that I have now that I feel like I really want to. I really want to give my life for you. I really want to lay down myself. I want to spend time with you. I want to talk to you, love you. I want to encourage you. I've never been that way. It's always been, you know, I'm a pastor. I got to do what I got to do. I got to make a living at it. It ain't about making a living now. It's about accomplishing whatever I've been called for all my life.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
When God finds the people who are going to work together, people with people, then God does the miraculous. He then begins to pregnate people with vision. It's crude to think that way. Every vision has to be birthed. For instance, see this vision? You see this vision?
Yes.
My mother had to give birth to me for this vision.
Yes, right.
Every vision has to be birthed. In Isaiah, when God had a plan and a vision for Jesus to come and to change the government of the world, He prophesied 700 years in the book of Isaiah. He prophesied before a little girl named Mary was impregnated by the Holy Ghost. To give birth to the vision that God spoke 700 years ago. So when God finds the people that will work together, people to people, people to people, it's all about people to people. If one vision, one visionary, many pieces of the puzzle. When we're willing to say, I'm a piece of the puzzle, just fit me wherever God says, then God pregnates everybody with the same vision.
Hallelujah.
And that's when it gets fun. We all start birthing. Don't anybody feel like you're birthing anything in this place?
Amen.
Really? Have you ever felt that you finally found a place you can really do something? I know you're on the way, but you're there. You get there. You're smiling. You're getting better every day. You're a strong woman.
Yes, I am.
No.
Thank you, Lord.
Strong call. Strong woman. They've been pastoring. They don't just fall off the truck. They've given their life many years, many years, many years down there in Buzzard Town, Georgia. I know about it. All their life they've given. And I'm believing with you for you. You gave so much. Your daughter only saw what you gave up, never saw what you got. But see, God fixing to restore that. And she's going to see now what you get from God. And she's going to run in and say, I want the God you serve. But see, you down there with people took, and your daughter watched them take your life. For how many years your daughter watched them people rob?
Years.
How much?
29 years.
29 years.
That's right.
But God's rebuilding now. He's not robbing. He's restoring, rebuilding, rejuvenating, working up that thing in you, pregnating you with vision and dream and purposes. It won't be long. Your daughter's going to see that change in you. You won't beg. Don't beg her to come. Wait. If she's coming. Coming at the right appointed time. And when she does, she'll lay down at the altar.
Amen.
Yay. For such a time. I'm telling you. I know I'm not doing a good job at this because I can't. I can't give it out like I really know. You understand it? How can you really A, B, C, D, E, F, G... What God's doing. They ain't no English languages or no way I convert to you except by faith that God is birthing something great in every one of your lives.
Yes,
that you've been waiting on all your life. I can jump out of my skin right now. And it shall come to pass. Say that with me. It shall come to pass. There've been times we wondered if it was. It's a shall be thing now. It shall come to pass. Ain't no more if it be God's will. It's just His will.
Yes, it is.
If the creek don't rise, what is it? What's the old saying? Y'all don't know the old saying? Yeah, if the Lord's willing, the creek don't rise, I'll see you on Sunday morning. You throw that out there. If the creek ain't rising, then it's the Lord's will. Be at church on Sunday morning. Now, this is His time. It's His time. It's His vision. He's got His visionary. It's been faithful. And you are the pieces of the puzzle. And God's going to put us together. And we're going to make what God has seen for this county for all ever how long it's been here. How long has this county been here? Long time. You know a lot about the county. You did a study on the county. We need you to tell us about the county. You get all your study up. Are we in the right place for such a time as this? We're right here to break down all what was done in this. Many of you don't know what was done in this county. There was a lot of people lost their lives in this county. A lot of junk went on in this county that nobody knows about. It was a wicked place.
Yes, yeah.
But God put a lighthouse in here.
Yeah.
It might be good if He tells you, because you got an old plantation, why are you out there? Part of the reason.
Amen.
He can tell you about it. We'll get it up. Wherever he has a business, see, where he works with a company, he goes in before he puts the business up and finds out about the county so we know how to pray so the businesses can be blessed. That's a good piece of the puzzle, ain't it?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
But when God finds a group of people, He starts birthing His plan. And I'm going to tell you, some of you are laboring and I'm telling you, when you feel it coming on, just holler. I'm serious. I'm believing you're going to hear birthing pains in here. I used to hear them in the old days. I'm not trying to look for something old. When I think about it, my mama used to stand up like somebody having a baby. And she'd say, "Whoa!" I used to. They'd send me outside service. My dad said, "You got to go outside." I have to put handkerchiefs over my face to worship. God, y'all don't know me.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all don't know nothing about me. Me and Jeff was a pain in the butt, the religion. We kind of cool off, but I feel that stuff stirring.
Amen.
I feel it stirring. I hope you can handle us. I hope you can. Shakabola. I hope you can. Man. I know that night we poured oil on you. We already done that years ago. We got big old wash pans out, put people in and poured buckets of oil on them. Took them a week to get the bucket of oil off of them. We used to pray for hours. We'd call prayer meeting and we'd go in the room, shut that door, lock that door. If you was in that room, you wouldn't get out till we got through. We didn't play. We had you on the floor. You bucking and jumping around like a fish with a head cut off. Chicken with a head cut off. We want to make sure you experienced God before you got out of there. We didn't play. Of course, we got religious along. We want to make everything. I mean, it ain't going to be like everything. It ain't going to be. It just ain't going to be. I mean, God's putting His finger in this place. I'm telling you. God's fixing to stir up something in this house. You're going to be. Some of you going to won't even know yourself. You're going to say, "Me? That man." Because
yes,
He's birthing. Say, He's birthing.
Yes.
God gives people to people.
Hallelujah.
Y'all better thank God I don't preach all this. I'd be here till Jesus comes. Oh, Lord, it's 22. I can go on. I got page after page. I'll do better next time. Just kind of like, it's birthing in me. Because I ain't never been here. I really don't know how to tell you what I know. All I can tell you is, let's stay hungry and thirsty. And not be concerned so much about the time. And if worship needs to go on, let it worship. I understand. I won't preach. Hopefully, I won't preach an hour after that. But I mean, if the Spirit gets on me, you know, I'm going to preach till I get through.
Amen.
Just like anybody else. How many of you really know something's up? Really.
Oh, yes.
Well, look here, Lord. Lord sees that by faith. You know, something's up. Something's up. Something is stirring. Once again, thank God y'all got life back in y'all. And only God could do that when He breathed it. Too important. You ain't got all your goods yet.
Nope, but they're coming.
Yeah, but I tell you ain't got all your goods yet, so you don't need. You need to get back as somebody told you. What do you call it when you put them on a piece of paper? What they used to call y'all? Not foster kids, but what?
Oh, a poster child.
Poster child. See, y'all need to get back at being the poster child.
Man.
There wasn't a sermon and you wasn't preached around here a while back that your name wasn't mentioned.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
What God had done, what God was doing, what God is so, you know, get right back up where you ought to be because it ain't over yet.
No.
You're part of the puzzle. Say, I'm part of the puzzle.
I'm part of the puzzle.
Brother Stokes, so he's a good example. I'm fixing clothes. Brother Stokes, since Pat was one of the first converts and really the oldest convert ever been born again in any of the meetings I've ever did. She got saved in the early beginning of the church. I mean, she got born again, her and Marlene.
Amen. Yeah.
But Brother Stokes, he was with the Methodist movement. Mm-hmm. And he'd come in every once in a while. You know, we're kind of crazy around here. You know, difference in Methodist. And, you know, quiet and come in here.
Yeah.
And that's been, you know, 13, 14 years. But one day, now, after 13 years or 14 years, he's sitting out there, never misses nothing.
Right.
Never misses nothing.
Hallelujah.
Part of the puzzle.
Yeah.
He told me the other day when we was doing all that, I had to ride back that hour and a half by myself. It would have been 3 hours by myself. He said, you ain't going by yourself.
Right.
He sent me. What? Way up there? 77 years old? He said, I'm riding. I'm sticking with you, preacher. I'm not going to let you go by yourself.
Amen.
I needed that.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Penny said, I don't do good by myself. I go to sleep driving. Amen. You want with him in the seat because he's going to talk you all the way down.
Yeah.
Talk y'all. Because he got a lot to talk about. That man is a happy man.
Yeah.
The working man.
Yes.
Let's stand. He's part of the vision. All of y'all.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how many people I had personally come to me and tell me. And I got in my drawer in my desk people from different cities and states.